Hello everyone and welcome to a presentation on Double Open, an automated open source compliance pipeline for Yocto built on SPDX. Let me introduce myself first. My name is Mikko Murto and I work at HH Partners Attorneys at Law. HH Partners is a law firm based in Helsinki, Finland, and we have quite a long history actually with open source licensing, dating back to at least 2006. I work here at HH Partners as a lawyer with much of my legal work related to open source licensing and also as a developer for the Double Open project. I'm really happy to be here and share what the project has been up to lately with you. There's also my contact information on this slide, so if anyone has any questions or comments, please let me know by email or any other means. So what this presentation is about is that I'm going to give you an overview of the tooling that we're developing, but first a little bit of background on the Double Open project. So the tooling is part of the Double Open project, which is a research project on open source compliance done with open tools and open data. In addition to the development of this tooling, the Double Open project is also working on some competence development aspects of license compliance questions. So the tooling part is a tool that we are developing which focuses on automating license compliance for embedded software projects built with the Yocto build system. We're currently working on a proof of concept with a company using the Yocto build system for their embedded Linux needs, but support for other build systems in the future could absolutely be possible, be they other embedded Linux systems or other more general package managers. Let's look at some of the goals that we've set for the tooling part of this project. First, we've decided to use SPDX documents as the tooling's data format in all its steps. This should enable users to kind of pick and choose any tools that work with SPDX and combine them as they will, as long as all of those tools produce and consume spec compliant SPDX. Just as an example, the notice generator of our tool could be used to generate notice files for any SPDX documents produced by any other tools as well, not only our tool. The file formats that we're currently aiming to support are at least JSON and YAML, with other file formats possible if so required later. So the goal of the first part of the tool is to analyze a software project and create a detailed bill of materials of the components and save that bill of materials in the form of SPDX. As mentioned, we're working on analyzing projects built with the Yocto build system currently. The second part of the tool should read that produce the SPDX document and get license and copyright information for the project described in that SPDX document. During our proof of concept, we're currently using Fossology to provide that license and copyright information, but other scanners or maybe services like Clearly Defined could be later used to provide this information also. After we have that information, the third part should evaluate the project's license compliance based on a policy. And the last part should create a notice file for the project described in the SPDX document. One of the goals of the project is also to integrate this workflow into a continuous integration pipeline. And we should also store enough information from the analysis to enable CVE management later, like identifiers to allow querying for vulnerabilities from databases and so on. I'll next go over the individual steps of the pipeline, and the main part of the tooling is a command line utility, which includes commands for these parts. And here I've added the kind of the general help menu of the command line tool, which down there at subcommand shows the division between the different modules, which are the analyzer module, which analyzes the project, and then the phosology module, which enables interaction with phosology, and evaluation allows evaluation of the policy compliance, and then the last part allows for creation of the notice file. So the first step is analysis to gain the bill of materials of the software project. As mentioned, Yocto is the target for our proof of concept, and the kind of baseline information that we have to save are, of course, the packages used in the project and all the source files of those packages. We're saving that data into the SPDX, but we're also getting some additional data from Yocto, first to exclude packages that were built during the build process but are not actually distributed with the final image that Yocto produces. We're also using a debug utility in Yocto to determine the source files that were actually used to build the distributed binaries also, which should help us to exclude much of the files that are not actually distributed, like documentation or test files and so on. Just as an example, here's the help page for the analyzer. So as Yocto is currently the only input supported, the analyzer expects some Yocto-specific details as arguments. But if we later support some other package managers or build system, this will obviously change. After we have the SPDX that contains all the information about the packages and their source files of the project, we need to get some license and copyright information there. So we need to populate the SPDX, and in our proof of concept, we are using phosology as the source for this data. And we're getting the data by querying its phosology's REST API with the hash values of the source files from the project. This part of our tool reads the SPDX document, obviously, and then gets the data from the API and writes a new version of the SPDX document that contains all the copyright and all the license data for all the files in the project. Another part of this tool is to upload the packages of a Yocto built phosology, because we obviously need to upload it before we can get any data out of phosology. And here's some help pages if anyone's interested. We obviously need the token and the URI of the phosology instance, but nothing that unordinary here. After we have populated the SPDX with the license and copyright data, the next phase is to evaluate whether that project actually is compliant with a specified open source policy. We're still iterating a little on the specification of the policy files, but we're currently working with policy files written with YAML, and we have a possibility to introduce multiple files to the policy engine with a certain order of precedence, which should enable users to have, for example, a company-wide policy, and then you can provide a product-specific policy which overwrites some of the rules of the company-wide policy. The tool should also produce some kind of a report for the compliance check, so we can later show what has been done and why some decisions have been made and so on. Here's again the help page for the evaluation subcommand. So nothing really unexpected there. There's the context option at the moment that we're currently evaluating how it works, but what it basically means is that you can specify different contexts in the policy and then pick which context some parts of the project belong to. Last step of the process is, as mentioned, the creation of a notice file. And how it works is that the notice generator takes an SPDX document as an input and takes a template written with handlebars as an input. And based on those, it creates a custom notice file that the user can obviously make look as he or she wishes with the handlebars template. And one of the strengths of SPDX here is that, as mentioned, this could be used for any SPDX documents, not just those written generated with our tooling. And here's again the help menu for that part. So that was a short overview of the tooling we're developing. Let me tell you a little bit about the project status currently. Some parts of the pipeline, the project is currently in active development, and some parts of the pipeline are quite close to being finished, while some parts, for example, the policy engine and speccing of it, require a little more work. We are expecting to finish the proof of concept with our current partner during the spring, at which point the pipeline obviously should be functional from start to finish. We're also looking for a second partner to implement the pipeline with as a proof